被是蒙悦纳的日子。
So today is a day of acceptance.
我们要把福音送到地极。
We must send the gospel to the ends of the earth.
趁着还有今天。
While there is still today.
但愿人悔改，相信耶稣基督。
May people repent and believe on the Lord Jesus
Christ. 所以弟兄姊妹，光从整个预言有两个焦点这件事情来看。
So just looking at the matter that there are two centers.
你看你神的工作是平衡的。
You see that God's work is.
一面是爱的神，一面是爱的神。
On one hand, He is a God of love.
一面是公义。
On the other hand, He is a God of righteousness.
神的爱和他的公义是在十字架上相遇。
And his love and his righteousness meet on the cross.
所以为了这个，我们要来感谢主。
So we thank the Lord for this.
所以这就是当你读预言的时候，你发现有两个焦点。
So you notice that there are two centers when you read a prophecy.
主耶稣第一次来，还有主耶稣第二次来。
The Lord's first coming and the Lord's second coming.
我想最清楚的一节圣经是在马拉基书。
I believe that the clearest verse is in Malachi.
我们好不好翻到圣经最后的一卷书
？Let's turn to the book of Malachi.
第三章马拉基书第三章
Chapter 3
第一节
Verse 1
万军之耶和华如说我要差遣我的使者在我前面预备道路你们所寻求的主必忽然进入他的殿
Behold I am going to send my messenger and he will clear the way before me and the Lord whom you seek will suddenly come to his temple
立约的使者就是你们所仰慕的快要来到
And the messenger of the covenant in whom you delight Behold, he is coming, says the Lord of hosts.
对，这明明讲了主耶稣第一次来。
This clearly speaks of the Lord's first return.
不过他来以前，他打发约翰做他的先锋。
Before the Lord came the first time, he sent John.
对，他说我要差遣我的使者在我面前预备道路。
So he said that I am going to send my messenger, and he will clear the way before me.
弟兄姊妹，我们的主就是这里的我。
So here the I refers to Jesus.
道成了肉身。
He took upon flesh.
他并不与神同等为强夺的。
He did not find equality with God a thing to be grasped.
结果道成了肉身。
But he took upon flesh.
感谢主，他终于你们所寻求的必忽然进入他的殿。
The one whom you seek will suddenly come to his temple.
大家还记得西面的故事吗？
Do you still remember the story of Simeon?
西面一直不肯离开这个世界。
Simeon would not leave this world.
因为他没有看见以色列的救恩。
Because he had not seen the Savior of Israel.
他一直寻求寻求弥赛亚。
He looked everywhere for the Messiah.
他没有想到。
He never thought.
当他老迈年纪老迈的时候。
That in his old age.
弥赛亚忽然进入神的殿。
The Messiah suddenly entered his temple.
玛利亚抱着主耶稣站在他的面前。
Mary carried the baby Jesus and stood before him.
等到西面把主耶稣抱在怀里的时候。
When Simeon took Jesus into his bosom,
他有一个祷告，现在你可以安然的让你仆人去世。
He had a prayer that now you can let your servant depart.
因为我亲眼看见了以色列的救。
Because my eyes have seen the Savior of Israel.
为什么？你们所寻求的主必忽然进入他的殿。
And the Lord whom you seek will suddenly come to his temple.
立约的使者就是你所仰慕的，快要。
And the messenger of the covenant in whom you delight, behold, he is coming.
不要忘记啊，写马拉基书的时候，刚好是主前四百年的时候。
Remember that the book of Malachi was written 400 years before Christ.
那个时候，弥赛亚还没有来。
That time, the Messiah had not come yet.
当马拉基完了以后
，After Malachi was finished,
神的话好像说完了。
It seemed as if God was done speaking.
一定要等了四百年以后，神才借着约翰说话。
Only 400 years later did God speak to John.
然后借他儿子说话。
And through his son.
那就主耶稣道成了肉身。
And that is the Lord Jesus taking on flesh.
所以请我们记得，等到读马拉基书的时候。
So please remember, when you read Malachi.
你看见马拉基书完了，神的话就讲完。
You see that after Malachi ends, God is done speaking.
但是还没有讲完。
But before he is done speaking.
四百年以后。
400 years later.
弥赛亚。要忽然进入他的殿。
The Messiah will suddenly enter his temple.
所以你看见了，第一主耶稣第一次来，预言果然应验。
So you see that the Lord's first coming, the prophecy was fulfilled.
但是很稀奇，这一段圣经不只讲了主耶稣第一次。
But amazingly, this passage does not only speak of the Lord's first
coming. 也讲了主耶稣第二次来。
It also speaks to the second coming.
所以第二节怎么说呢?
What does verse 2 say?
他来的日子谁能当当的起呢?
But who can endure the day of his coming?
他显现的时候谁能立得住呢?
Who can stand when he appears?
因为他如炼金巨人的火,如漂白人的
For he is like a refiner's fire and like fuller soap. Clearly the speech of the God of judgment. Now he represents a righteous God.
他有的是火,
he has the fire and he has the soap. He will do the work of judgment.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
Brothers and sisters, this is the Lord's second coming.
所以很清楚的, 就在马拉基书第二三章第一节到第二节,
So clearly in Malachi 1 and chapter 3 verse 1 speaks of the Lord's first coming. Verse 2 speaks of his second coming.
所以很明显的,
so clearly there are two focal points.
那么不要忘记,
so remember that Malachi is a book of prophecy. It must encircle these focal points.
那继续在这里, 这里不止一个焦点是两个焦点,
so amazingly there are two focal points, not one. So you see that it's not only the Lord's first coming but also the second
coming.
So the prophecy of Malachi is fulfilled not only in the Lord's first coming but also the second coming.
明白吗?这个非常重要的在这里。
This is very important.
那么讲的主耶稣第一次来,
So referring to Jesus' first coming, you see that some of the prophecies here are encircling his first coming. And if you look back at it, it's already history. But from Malachi's viewpoint, there are still 400 years.
400年以后有一些事情要发生,
and after 400 years, some things will happen.
400年以后,旷野有人声喊着说,要修直主的道。
There will be a messenger in the wilderness.
那是约翰在旷野里面。
And that is John the Baptist.
而且400年以后,你看主耶稣果然道成肉身。
And you see that 400 years later, Jesus did take
part. 那就是四福音的故事。
That is the story of the four gospels.
但是弟兄姊妹, 如果没有马拉基书的话,
but without the book of Malachi,
你就不会懂得四福音,
you will not understand the four gospels.
明白吗? 有很多地方你不懂的,
there are many things that you will not understand.
因为那些原来是根据马拉基书预言在那里发展的,
because many of those things occurred as a result of Malachi's
prophecy. 现在我们先来看主耶稣第一次来,
so let's first take a look at the Lord's first
time,然后我们再来看主耶稣第二次来,
and then we will look at his second time.
所以马拉基书不只是讲到 主耶稣第一次来以前以色列人的启示。
So Malachi not only speaks of the condition of the Israelites before first coming,
而且也给我们看见主耶稣第二次来以前神百姓的启示。
It also shows us the condition of the people before the Lord's coming.
所以明白吗弟兄姊妹，因着神的预言是围绕着两个焦点的。
Because God's prophecies are encircling two focal points.
所以马拉基做先知,
Malachi was a prophet.
不只是预言主耶稣那个时候, 对我们现在来讲已经是历史了。
He not only prophesies of things that for us are
那主耶稣第一次来,
the Lord's first coming,
但对马拉基书来说是预言,
it was a prophecy for Malachi.
但是不光这样,
but not only that,
而且因为有第二个焦点,
there's the second focal point.
所以我们知道马拉基书里面所说的,
so we know that what Malachi speaks of,
就是在主回来以前,
is that before the Lord returns,
弥赛亚第二次来以前,
before the Messiah comes the second time,
神百姓的光,
we see the condition of God's people.
所以表面上来说是以色列人,
on the surface, it is the Israelites.
但是教会是真的以色列人,
but church is the true Israel.
所以这个缘故, 当你读马拉基书的时候,
so when you read the book of Malachi,
你看见好像神是一块石头打两只鸟的,
you see that God seems to have killed two birds with one stone.
明白吗? 一面给我们看主第一次来,
we see the Lord's first coming.
然后你就知道以色列人的起源,
we see the condition of the Israelites.
那么以色列的情形, 你就要明白了, 你就要后来主耶稣第二次来的时候, 教会的光景怎样?
If you understand the condition of the Israelites from that, then you also know the condition of the church.
我顺便告诉年轻的弟兄们,
I will also tell young people,
许多人很喜欢读圣经中的预言,
many people like to study Bible prophecy.
他们找不到解释圣预言的定律,
they cannot find the law to explain Bible prophecy.
为什么呢? 第一，他们没有把主耶稣第一次预言是怎么预言把它读过的。
Why? Because first they have not carefully read all how the prophecy for Jesus.
在旧约里面有333个关于主耶稣第一次来的预言。
There are 333 prophecies in the Old Testament.
我要问大家
，First coming.
你有没有把这330个预言都读过？
Let me ask, have you read all 333 prophecies? Because Jesus' first coming was already fulfilled. And based on the fulfillment, you can see the law of explaining the Bible. So explaining the Bible, is you can see the answer based on how the first coming
对我们来说，主耶稣第一次来，已经老早来过了，那有什么意思呢？你读的预言什么意思呢
？But often we see that the Lord's first coming has already happened, so we
不要忘记
why is it interesting to read.
解释预言的定律是在主耶稣第一次来的里面。
But remember that the law to explain the prophecies about Jesus.
很多人要走捷径。
Many people want.
很多人要解释圣经的预言。
Many people want to explain Bible prophecy.
读这个专家的说法，读那个专家的说法。
They'll read the explanation of this expert or that expert.
他忘记所有的专家解释圣经的定律都是根据第一次主耶稣预言来他什么预言。
But they forgot that all experts base their explanations on how the first coming.
所以主耶稣第一次来。就能，如果你明白了主耶稣第一次怎么来，你就知道主耶稣第二次怎么来。
If you know how the Lord Jesus came the first time, then you will know how he will come the second time.
这是非常非常重要的。
This is very important.
所以就是为什么今天我们能明白关于主耶稣第二次来，为什么有把握呢
？So why can we have confidence in understanding the Lord's second coming?
就是因为主第一次来是完全照着圣经里面来应验。
It's because the Lord's first coming completely follows Bible prophecy.
现在我们预言。
Now we see the prophecy.
现在我们有历史。
Now we have history.
我们对照预言跟历史，我们就找到了那个解释预言的定律。
When we compare history with prophecy, we can see the explanation for prophecies.
The law of interpretation.
The law of interpreting the prophecy.
那么如果你找到那个 law of interpretation,
if you find the law of interpretation,
你就应用在主耶稣第二次来。
You can use it on the Lord's second coming.
你就知道说我们的主很快就要回来。
And you know that the Lord will come quickly.
所以要记得这个，读预言不是随便读的。
So remember that you do not just simply read prophecy.
启示录不是随便解释的。
You don't just simply explain.
不是你多读几本书，多明白几个专家说法，你就明白了。
You don't understand it just by reading a few more commentaries.
所以马拉基书就是个很重要的例子。
So Malachi is a very important example.
如果你会懂得马拉基书
If you understand Malachi,
你就懂得老底亚
Then you understand Laodicea.
如果你不懂得马拉基书
If you don't understand Malachi,
你就没有办法明白到底圣经对老底亚是怎么说的
You won't be able to understand what the Bible says, what the Holy Spirit says about Laodicea.
那么有一件事我们要记得
But we must remember.
马拉基书第一章第一节
Malachi chapter 1 verse 1.
说耶和华借马拉基传给以色列的末世
The oracle of the word of the Lord to Israel through Malachi.
请大家记得，为什么是对以色列说的
？Why was it spoken to Israel?
这句话是对所有的以色列人说吗
？Was it spoken to all of Israel?
不是的，为什么？因为那个时候以色列人被掳到巴比伦去。
No, Israel had already been taken captive to Babylon.
70年以后，只有50,000人回到耶路撒冷。
70 years later, only 50,000 returned.
他们把圣殿盖起来。
They rebuilt the temple.
然后祭司就在上面供职。
The priest started working in the temple.
这些话对祭司们说的。
These words were spoken to the priest.
这些话是对回到耶路撒冷人说的。
These words were spoken to those who returned to
Jerusalem. 如果神责备他们。
If God rebuked them.
那些在巴比伦人说我们没有做这个措施啊。
Those in Babylon can say we did not do any of this.
我们连祭司都没有。
We don't even have.
我们连圣殿都没有。
We don't even have a temple.
所以不要忘记，马拉基书不要忘记，神是特别对着回到耶路撒冷那帮以色列人说的。
Remember that Malachi was specifically written to those Israelites to return to Jerusalem.
但是问题在这里，在神的眼光中。
But in God's eyes,
神的百姓不知道有多少。
We don't know how many people of God there are.
不光是被掳到巴比伦。
Not only those who were taken to Babylon.
100年前，你知道北国10个支派就 坠落在亚述。
But 100 years before